In today's readings, we see that the theme of wisdom is drawn out, is really emphasized, the theme or the topic of wisdom. St. Thomas Aquinas defines wisdom as the perfection of faith, the perfection of faith. In other words, to see things the way God sees them, to see things the way God sees them. And in today's gospel, in a very special way, we see these 10 virgins. As Matthew tells us, 5 were very wise because they not only took the oil for the lamps, but they took also extra. They were very wise. They were able to see as God sees. But the other 5 were not very wise. They were imprudent because they didn't take extra. And we know what happens. We just heard the parable. To have knowledge and understanding is one thing, but if we don't put that into practice, not so much good we can take out of that. For example, a computer has a lot of knowledge, but if no one moves that computer, nothing can be done. In the same way, we might have a lot of diplomas, we might have a lot of knowledge, education, but in today's gospel, God is asking us to be wise and to use that for the service of God and His church. Because if we just understand things and know things, but again, if we don't use wisdom, if we do not see things the way God sees them, well, we can't get any further. And today's destination is heaven, and I guess always, but today with the wisdom that Matthew emphasized in his gospel, he wants us to be wise so that we can get to heaven, so that we can be able to meet the spouse, the bridegroom, who is in this bridegroom is Jesus, the one who will be coming definitively one more time. Again, the 5 other virgins were not wise. They were not able to put their knowledge and understanding into practice. They were not able to allow themselves to be led to do God's will. Also, the oil in the lamp can be understood as the Holy Spirit who enlightens our hearts and our minds so that we can get to heaven, so that we can be wise, so that we can do God's will. It is very wise to encounter God in prayer. If we're not doing that, we're not being very wise. So let us do that. Let us not give up, but let us give in to prayer. It is also very wise to go to confession, not to wait till the very last minute because Jesus might come tonight. We do not know the day nor the hour. And again, he might come tonight. Are we ready? Are we vigilant in prayer? We have to always be alert, waiting for him, living our life as he was going to come tonight. Living our life in a way that is pleasing and perfect to Him. As a priest, it is in a way disconcerting to find out that not many people know the act of contrition. Well, that's not very wise, because how can I be sorry for my sins? And that's not very wise because that can tell me that perhaps that penitent was not very ready to receive absolution. There was not the act, preparation for holy confession. And it is also even more surprising to me to find out that some people don't even know the commandments. Well, that's not very wise either. How can I get to heaven? How can I see through God's lens? How can I see the way God sees if I do not know the commandments? It is not very wise if I don't either read the Holy Scripture to know the truths of the gospel. The commandments are like the GPS, the instructions to take us from point A to point B, from point A being earth to point B being the heavenly Jerusalem. So if we do not know the commandments, I think it's a good time to start to know them. But once again, it's not just about knowing them, but putting them into practice. And that's why we're here, because we need more oil, the oil being the Holy Spirit, because we want to perfect our faith in Christ. And perhaps you're running out of oil, or perhaps you're already empty. as we approach this heavenly banquet, we ask God to give us the grace to be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, so that we may remain faithful to Christ, so that we can see things the way He sees them, so that we can be pro-life, so that we can defend the truths of the gospel. It doesn't matter what is happening in the world, even in our nation. We remain with Christ. He is our ruler. He needs to govern in our persons, in our families, in our nation. I mean, these things shall pass away, but the promise that God has made to all of us remains standing. The promise of salvation, the promise to bring us to eternal life. So as we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God once again to give us His Holy Spirit, to strengthen us in our faith, so that we can be wise, so that we can be able to see our brothers and sisters the way He sees them, so that we can go and share with others the love that He has given us. The five virgins did not want to share the oil. That doesn't mean that they were envious or selfish. This means that the graces cannot be transferred. It is not about transferring graces from one person to the other. We can intercede for one person as we pray and offer sacrifices, fasting, etc. But each one individually has to open his or her heart to the promptings of the Holy Spirit to receive that grace. We cannot transfer those graces to anybody else. We can help them by the way we live our lives. We can help them by the way we treat them. So let us approach this heavenly banquet with a sense of wanting to receive God, with the sense and a longing for Christ, asking our Blessed Mother to help us to receive the Holy Spirit so that we can do His will, so that we can remain with Him whatever happens, so that we can remain with Him, and that we can see everyone just as He sees them. And echoing the words of the psalmist today, may we be able to say, "My soul is thirsting for You, O Lord my God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just a few notes.